John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This Saturday night, he will be at the Borgata Music Box, and tickets are available through theborgata.com. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome the pride of Hogtown Creek, the one and only Don Felder.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually down in Nassau, Bahamas, having a great time with my little boy, riding on all the water slides, trying to get some sun and call it a vacation before I start work. It's Borgata this Saturday, then we tour all the way through, I think, the middle or end of April.
Wow. So listen, there's a bunch of things that I wanted to get to. I went back to your book, Heaven and Hell. Right, which folks, if you want to read a great rock and roll book, Don's book about his life and being in the Eagles and moving on from that is just spectacular. And I totally forgot that your nickname was Fingers.
That's right.
Okay.
Glenn came up with that nickname for me.
Now, what was Glenn's nickname?
Roach.
Roach. Okay. I wonder why. Okay. Right.
You can only imagine what right. How that nickname came right. About.
Bernie was what? Spaceman?
That's right.
Okay, because of his hair. What was Don?
His name was Don Guano.
Don.
Guano is a Spanish word for
crap.
Yes, but he was the crap. You know, so he became Don Guano.
All right,
because he had all the. He had all the lyrics and the vocal and all sorts of stuff. It was great.
And Joe Walsh was?
Rubber nose. So big.
Now, I have to ask you a couple of questions about a couple of Keiths. When you got that house in Malibu, there were all kinds of people living around you, and one of them was Keith Moon.
That's right. He lived down about five or six houses from me, right next to Steve McQueen and Allie McGraw.
Oh, my God.
And Steve did not like Keith and his behavior, his wildness, and especially did not like when he would come out on his balcony when Allie was sunbathing and chatter up. So Steve let him know under no certain terms that you stay on your own territory and leave my wife alone.
And then one time when you were on the road, you guys were doing a show with the Rolling Stones, and you had the opportunity to go up onto the private Stones floor, and you wanted to meet Keith Richards.
That's right.
How'd that go?
Their road manager was actually good friends with our road manager, so we went up to his room, and then he took us down the hallway at the Keith suite, and the doors were wide open, and he had this kind of road case in there with a stereo with a big kind of reel-to-reel tape recorder and a guitar laying on the floor that had been plugged in. It was just blaring. So we walked into the living room and couldn't find him. It looked like he just walked out of the room. So we went walking through his suite, calling him, and went to his bedroom. Wasn't there, and turned the corner to leave. And I looked back and I saw a foot sticking out of the bathroom floor, all face down. And I went, oh, no. So something I've just discovered. You know, the remains of Keith. So anyway, they whisked us out of there. I think they called 911, and they showed up and resuscitated him, and he's still kicking today.
Wait, so he was passed out?
He was out.
Unconscious and everything?
Yeah.
He was unconscious on the floor of the bathroom. That's right, yeah. My first and only meeting with Keith.
Appropriate one. Or at least with Keith's foot.
That's right.
All right. Uh-huh. Something that always puzzled me, when Hotel California came out, the first single off of Hotel California was New Kid in Town, right?
That's right.
Now, was that because you guys were afraid of, you didn't want to lose that country thing? I mean, why would that be the lead song?
Well, I remember sitting in a playback session with the whole album going by for the record label, and when Hotel California was over, Henley turned around and said, that's going to be one of our singles. Uh-huh. And I went, Don, that's like 6.5 minutes long. It's like an FM track. It's really not an AM track. And I kind of, you know, expressed my opinion, which you can realize by today was really wrong. And, you know, I was outvoted and they put it out. I think it was the second single, if I'm not mistaken. And it actually went on to be the biggest record, not only from that album, but the Eagles ever released.
And I'm going to be done. How many minutes?
proof that he's with an 8-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
When are you going to be done?
There's water slides waiting.
Don Felder, our guest, this Saturday night at the Music Box at the Borgata. Tickets available at theborgata.com. Okay, fingers, go play on your slide.
Thanks, John. You, good night, brother.
You take care.